Great pass from Deion Dedes.
The lob is done.
Go 40 minutes to a title.
David Blue for three. On the mark, David Blue.
Now Spinelli's drives inside. Looks for the alley. Corey Higgins just exploding.
EuroLeague Sweet 16. Exactly what you need.
As ever, we are up on SoundCloud and we are, of course, on wherever you get good podcasts. So be sure to search for EuroLeague Sweet 16 to subscribe and get the episodes as soon as they drop.
Hello and welcome to EuroLeague Sweet 16. Yes, it's time. It's the EuroLeague playoffs. And here we are back with the second episode of the season, of course. With me, as always, the lovely Mr. Dave Hine. Dave, how are you doing?
Lovely.
Yeah, it is a lovely day. You are lovely.
I guess I have to say I'm lovely.
Okay, the magnificent, the magician, Dave Hine. Better?
Sure. I'll take whatever you got. Doing fine. I do have to say I'm pretty happy that the regular season is over because it was a haul, man.
I mean. So what have we missed? I mean, there was that small issue of like 33 games being played for each team. And the play-in tournament that started, and now we know that there's only one game away from actually completing the playoff picture, which is either Baskonia or Virtus that will have a rematch a week after they went head-to-head. And now they will face each other yet again for the honor of meeting the reigning EuroLeague champs in a best of five series without the home court advantage. Now, if we're honest,
have fun with that one.
Yeah. If we're honest about it, I really did think that in terms of like matchup, perhaps Anadolu Efes would have had a better matchup against Madrid, but yikes. Like, you know, but, you know, let's start from the beginning. The beginning is a very good place to start. So it was a decent, more than decent regular season. I mean, not a whole lot of surprises. Like, you know, maybe the only surprise is that maybe Baskonia got into the, you know, to actually be within the first 10 teams because I cannot think of a single power ranking, right, even by yours truly, that put them in the first 10 teams, not even with Virtus. So these are essentially the two teams that are competing for the final spot. We're not even in the mix for, you know, the first 10 places.
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't have picked them. Either. I mean, I didn't do power rankings, but I probably wouldn't have picked them. You know, I probably would have put in Partizan or Milan, I would imagine. But
or Zvezda, you know, or Efes, yeah.
Well, I mean, Efes, you have to say Efes made it into there. I mean, that was, you know, you want to, and even you look at Efes, right? So, you know, you look at those three teams. Heck, you won't put Virtus in there, but I mean, they've continued on, so at least they're still alive. But you look at those three teams. Efes, Partizan, and Milan, and the 4-13 was the best road record of the three of them. You know,
no, I mean,
you got to win road games. You know, you got to be able to win road games, and they just didn't win enough road games. And that's, you know, if you put yourself in even Maccabi at 7-10, you know, that gets you up to the seven. You know, you win one game.
Seriously, Dave, come on.
Well, Maccabi's a different story. Yeah,
Maccabi played 16, 17 games plus. They played 34 games this year on the road, basically.
Yeah.
34 games.
Maccabi is a different case, but you know, so.
I mean, honestly.
Fenerbahce, man. Fenerbahce 5-12 and they take the sixth spot, you know, on the road, you know.
I mean, yeah. Listen, in my books, with all the respect, I do believe that Oded Kataš perhaps deserves like the coach of the year for everything that happened this year. To be in that spot where Maccabi's in the playoffs, everything they went through, you know, from October 7th till the, you know, moving to Cyprus, to Belgrade, to then back to Israel, then even flying to the plane with what happened earlier this week with Iran. I mean, this is by far the most nightmarish situation possible, not the simplest of things at all whatsoever, understatement of the year. And they make it in style, the seventh spot, being about a game away from the playoffs themselves and two games from being in contention for home court advantage. This is legit crazy. I mean, how do you see it?
Yeah, I mean, you look at Coach of the Year. I mean, I guess the only other one in my eyes, really the only other consideration could be Adaman. But, you know, I mean, you put had all the stars were there, just whether or not they would, you know, you're just kind of surprised that they would make it through that fast, that put it together that quickly. But, yeah, I mean, everything.
You just need the stars to align.
The copy went through. What's that?
You just need the stars to align, literally.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, you know, look, they lose one more game. Okay, you don't know about necessarily, you don't know about the point differential, but, you know, you know, take one win away and, you know, they, who knows, they could have been fifth right now, you know, instead, you know. So, you know, you look at second place, you think, oh, wow, fantastic. And, you know, they're really just one, in theory, they were just one less victory from being maybe even fifth, depending on what the results would have been had they been in that, you know, in a tiebreaker there in that case. But yeah, Maccabi, you think about everything that they went through. Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, especially the fact that they made it, you know. When does that voting start now? Basically after the well, when does the voting start? You any idea on that?
I reckon soon.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, but I think he's got a, you know, definitely a good, a fantastic case. You know, and now, you know, Panathinaikos.
With all the tragedy, yes, and he's facing Panathinaikos. Odet Katash versus Panathinaikos. Who would have thought, right? I mean, this story cannot be, you know, cannot be written any better than this. But like, the more you think of it, first of all, I mean, we got ourselves potentially for sure three great playoff series that we know of, and as for the fourth, we are waiting kind of to see whether it's Virtus or Baskonia, because if it's Virtus, it's kind of different, and if it's Baskonia, it's definitely different, because, you know, when two teams from the same country meets from the same league in a EuroLeague, that's like a recipe for catastrophe in a good way. And having that in a best of five series, like, who knows, might be perhaps, say, not a sweep, but, you know?
I don't think it'll be competitive with either team, to be honest.
If it's Baskonia,
I think if either team wins one game, they could be happy.
Virtus are happy as it is, just for making it to the play-in this year, especially after what happened the year before, when they're not, you know, there wasn't play-in, there wasn't nothing for them. And, you know, this year, it's like it's a one step forward. And Baskonia will be without Chima Muneke, like, I think, because the way that he injured his ankle last night looked kind of bad. So there's that. And
but they do have Cody.
They do. But experience is on the Virtus side. So I will pick Virtus for that. And I will go, say,
yo, también. Me too.
A 3-1 series with Madrid. 3-1, 3-2. Maybe. At best, like, best case scenario.
There. Okay. Yeah, I mean,
for Virtus, I mean, it's like I don't see them making it to the Final Four. With a different opponent, maybe. Not this.
No, I mean, Real Madrid's going to be in the Final Four.
Yeah, hands down.
Having lost maximum one game.
Makes sense. I mean, look, when you look at a roster, depth, check. Athleticism, check. shooting guys that can put points on the board. Check.
Health.
You know,
That was more a question mark.
yeah. Maybe freshness could be an issue, but Final Four is Final Four, you know? It's like the great Kyle Hines once said, there is no fatigue, there's no nothing in a Final Four. So it is what it is. It's like they check all the check boxes aside of one. And that is the number that he finished the regular season in the table, which we all know for
I was gonna say,
now.
I was gonna pull out your stat. No,
No team,
no team
baby.
that has won the regular season has won the title.
Ever since
Take
you won.
everything you own. Anybody who's listening to this, take everything you own and bet it against Real Madrid to win the title.
I mean, we've had this exact conversation, you and I, on a live broadcast from Kaunas. And we said, we knew Olympiacos finished as the first seed. We did say the only thing that was standing between them, aside of touching the cup, right? Because I think it was Costas Papanikolaou maybe touched the cup. And you will have to put a metaphorical gun to his head and say, touch the cup now, I dare you, in this Final Four, should they make it there? Do you think he'll do it again? Hell no. Nope. Like you just don't. You just don't. There was only one season in which that we will never get an answer, and that is like the 1920 season that Anadolu Efes were en route of finishing as the number one seed.
Just leave it.
No,
It's
I'm
the
saying
past.
this is
We
like,
won't never know.
yeah,
No
exactly.
use. No use. No use questioning what would have happened.
Fair enough.
You have your stat. No team has ever won the regular season and won the title.
And Aris Barkas will support me on this. He actually tweeted the exact same thing a few months ago, a while back. And you do remember in the Final Four, we're going to have him and Emmett again. So it's going to be fun all around.
Back in Berlin, baby. Back in Berlin.
So, I mean, without knowing exactly the first and eighth spot, you know, which pairing we're gonna have, but we can safely assume that this is the situation. Like Baskonia also maybe one game should they, but again, I'm seeing Virtus and a 3-1, maybe 3-2 if we're generous.
Don't
There.
matter.
No, again, yes, exactly.
We don't need to know the eighth spot in
Yeah,
order to talk about the
to know that Madrid are gonna make it.
Exactly.
So which playoff series do you want to talk next?
Whatever. You're the play
Whatever.
caller.
Okay. So we have Monaco versus Fener. Now, Monaco couldn't have asked for a worse situation, I think, because they have the home court advantage. They really legit check all the boxes. They do. But by God, if Fener don't have it in them, you know what I mean? From the beginning of the season, I think we all kind of marked them as a team to pay attention to as a potential Final Four team. And can you imagine a Final Four without Monaco this year? Like what's gonna be the aftermath of that of
I
such a
mean, they're the hottest team, right? I mean, would they end up 12 of 13, right? Isn't that what it is? They won 12 of the 13 to finish the season. One, two,
If
three,
so, hats off to them. It's insane. Seriously, you look at the matchup, right?
yeah, 12 of 13.
You put roster versus roster, right? One against the other on paper. You can claim that Monaco would probably have the athleticism and maybe more physicality. But I think that in terms of maybe versatility, maybe shooting, I can see myself going with Fener, especially if you're looking at the 3-4 position, by the way, yes. When you're looking at Hayes, you're looking with Daishan Pierre and all them guys. should they be 100% fit, like the entire team, vulnerability for Monaco could come from the four position, maybe the three, maybe. Five, it's kind of an even Steven kind of thing. Slight advantage to Fenner, I reckon.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I mean, the centers for Monaco play a little bit different, though. It's like so.
No, they're different. But if you're looking in terms of like the versatility and the options they have, I mean, they can do a bit more, I think. Again, it's a small edge, but it's an edge. Like I give the edge, give the edge to Fenner, front court wise. If Fenner steals
to me though, I mean, it's not a one off game, and so one off games, I usually would take like the better backcourt, especially the better scoring guards, mm-hmm. you know, guards who can score. And there, I think Monaco has a pretty, you know, I think they have a clear advantage. I mean, okay, we all know that Wilbekins could score.
Oh. But,
you know, he's not always there. And, you know, Caleta's, you know, he runs the show and all that stuff. But, you know, I when you look at James, you look at Lloyd, you look at, you know.
Yeah, but Lloyd hasn't been there.
Walker. It's like, what's that?
Lloyd hasn't been there consistently throughout the season because of his back.
As long as he's able to get out on the floor, he'll be fine. I mean, he's had some, you know, some good games down the stretch.
For sure.
I actually remember I actually did the game when he had the 24 against Virtus. You know, he'll be fine. If he's out there, he'd definitely get production from him. But, you know, they don't necessarily need the production. I mean, what has Kemba Walker really done this year? He hasn't really done that much, but, you know, he's kind of a big game guy, so that, you know, you can expect him to, you know, come up with some, you know, some performances, whatever, you know, hasn't really done that much this year at all.
And they have, yeah.
Would you say he's the biggest NBA flop?
He's a EuroLeague rook. So for EuroLeague rooks, you really need to, you know,
which yeah, is. But EuroLeague rook at, what is that? 34?
Listen, 34? Let's ask the real question here. 30, When he was brought, right? When they brought him, to what role did they bring him? You know what I mean? Like, if you're looking,
I'm just saying, from the attention and everything else,
it's a high profile signing, of course. You know,
yeah, anyway.
We can ask the same question for Juancho, right? For Herman Gomez, but for him, it's a first ever professional season in Europe, like. In a big team, because he never had that, like, the rite of passage in a way, playing for even a big team in Spain, like for 2-3 years. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he was where Sevilla, I think, right?
I'm gonna have to pass.
Sevilla, you know?
I'm gonna have to pass. I don't have a problem admitting.
No, I mean, listen. Bo Cruz is Bo Cruz. Don't get me wrong. You can laugh as you want. You can dance if you want to.
Juancho. You're talking Juancho, right? So now I'll get you. Juancho started out.
Estudiantes. Yeah, sorry, Estudiantes. Yes, yes. Sevilla was for, I think, Porzingis maybe.
Porzingis was definitely at Sevilla.
Yeah, that's why I know that's the confusion. Estudiantes, and he was there for how long?
Two years.
You know, now he's 28, so, you know.
Well, no, he stayed there until 2016 when he went to the
21. So before he managed to grow into his own body, understand really what, you know what,
yeah.
I mean? Yeah. He never really participated in a pan-European competition. Correct me.
Probably did not play anything. Maybe a FIBA Europe Cup, Euro Challenge back then, maybe, but that would have been it.
Exactly. So that's my point. I mean,
But it was Bo, man. I mean, he's even a Hollywood star, Adam Sandler, so.
okay, here's a great follow-up question for you. Do you believe that okay, here's the thing. I do believe that we may see Danny Avdija in the playoff series between Maccabi and Panathinaikos, which we will come to maybe next. Do you
Really?
believe that Adam Sandler will come to the playoff series between Maccabi and Panathinaikos?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. No.
Yes, you see, there's my Dave.
Yeah. So, but
So
can,
it didn't play.
but would Avdija be able to play?
Who?
You just said Avdija is gonna. He would be. He
No,
would
I'm
come for the
saying if
six.
I had to guess if Danny would go there to watch, just like,
Not to
KD.
watch. Ah, okay. I thought you meant to play. Ah,
If
okay.
only, one can only dream.
Yeah, but he, I mean, that wouldn't be allowed. He would have to have been
No,
added.
I don't think so. It's not even.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, if the season's over, how much
No,
longer does
but
he have
still,
for the
you have a
season?
contract for next year. This means like insurance and everything that has to do with it. And if you could.
Why would you not? I mean, if your season's over, NBA season's over, why not come over and watch the
Oh,
boys?
watch. I thought you meant play. Watch? Of course, you can come and watch. But as to your original question, it is the holidays right now in Israel. You know that, right? It's Passover. So.
NBA season goes until play-in tournament starts. Oh, started yesterday.
Yeah, it did.
Ah, okay. Sorry, yesterday time of recording.
So how do you see like the season, the series between Monaco and
I think Monaco gets through. I think Monaco
3-1?
gets through. You know what, man? I'll go 3-2. That's fine. I mean,
Sure.
I think it'll be entertaining series. I think there's a lot of very fun players. I think there'll be at least one game winner, let's say in the last 10 seconds at least, to decide a game. I think there'll be, let's go over under 1.5 games with 32 points. What do
You
you say?
brave. You brave.
I think I might even take the over with 32 points, 1.5. So I mean, I think there'll be big performances, by some big dudes, and it'll be fun, and you have really entertaining centers. There'll be some massive highlights, blocks and stuff like that, and so it'll be fun, but I think in the end, I think the guard play will the guard play of Monaco plus the defense of guys like Brown and Hall, I think that will overcome.
So,
What say you?
what say me? That is a terrific question. To me, I've been longing for a long, long time now to see Scottie Wilbekin and Mike James face off each other. That's one.
You got it now, baby.
Yep. Second of all, we didn't mention Elie Okobo, which is,
I mentioned him once with the
I
guards.
mean, yeah, but it's like you're thinking the major guys are like, you said Kemba, like in terms of like, okay, do you think he's a flop? But you have James and you have Lloyd, and that should be enough. But
Oh, you got also Watara. Don't forget him.
or, no, but that's my point. I really think
Yeah, no, I
that.
mean that's what I'm saying. The depth at guards is just sick
Yeah.
for
They.
and that's really why I think that they're gonna prevail in this thing,
Okay. I mean, you do have Dorsey and Scotty and Nika Lathis and Yamadar and Tari Brodrovic and Dame. It's like.
So you're taking Fenerbahce?
No, I'm taking Monaco.
Ah. You
But
don't need to make the argument for the other side if you're not gonna take it.
with a chance of surprise. Okay. With a chance of surprise. I do give Fenner a chance, though. I really think they
I
can do.
mean, it'll be super entertaining. I think,
Yeah.
five games would not be shocked at all. So yeah, I mean, I mean, we really haven't seen Bevarovic do much, but in the window, you know, he was a superstar for Turkey, and had the big game winner at the final buzzer, so it's a kid that, if you leave open, he could hurt you too at the end, so like I said, there'll be a game winner in the final 10 seconds to decide a game. Yeah, it'll be fun.
So what do we have in common for the next two playoff series, Do you know what it is?
What we have in common.
What they have in common, not we. We have a lot in common. What the two playoff series have in common? That both teams, both Greek teams are 0-2 against their rivals in the playoffs.
Okay.
That's one.
In the playoffs?
No, in the regular season. Olympiacos lost twice to Barcelona, and Panathinaikos lost twice to Maccabi.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good.
Yeah, it plays in favor of the Greek teams, if you ask me. At least for game one in the series. And let's start off and talk quickly about Barcelona and Olympiacos. To me, it's like the last time these two met, we got, I think, a buzzer beating three in game four by Yorgos Printezis. Now, Printezis is not playing anymore, sadly. But, Olympiacos made it all the way to the finals game, which was played in Madrid. So, having said that, and knowing that Barcelona had way too many ups and downs this year, like way, way, way too many ups and downs, and we're talking in-game fluctuations. So, your thoughts, please.
Bum, 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 bum. You know, man, it's so hard. This is a hard series to call. Because I don't even know,
where to start.
Go back to my theory of guards, right? So you have Sandoransky, you have Rubio, Yucubaitis, you have Provotola. It's like they're pretty darn good. On the other hand, you got Walkup, you got you got McKissick, you got Lorenzakis, you got
Nigel.
It's
the American
Greek. Kind of a wash. Let's say it's a wash there.
You have Mitrolong.
You have the bigs, and Mustafa Fall, you got Litvinov, two monsters, Petrusev, winning games there. You have Vesely, Hernan Gomez, Da Silva's, more of a four, but I love Da Silva. So it's like, where do you go there? It's like not
the big
two.
E, my friend. For me, it's the big E, the big experience thing. The experience factor goes with Olympiacos, much more experienced players, which is why I give them the edge on this one, 3-1 Greeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's, eventually you're going to get to the coach. I mean, you look at Roger Grimau, is great player, won plenty of titles and all this with Spain and with everybody else, Barcelona, etc. But, it was their first time really coaching a professional team. He was the junior coach there. And Bartzokas, knows how to win, knows big games and everything like that. So that's probably where I'd go, especially knowing that, these Olympiacos guys will, be really hungry to get back and, let's say do what they didn't do, finish the job. I mean, they were already talking about it last year, after losing. They're like, we basically kind of have to go back and do it. So yeah, I'll do that. I'll go Olympiacos. I don't think I have a problem with that. And regular season record, don't matter though.
So the only thing left is essentially the most It's not even on. It's like it's simply, I'd say it's the, I cannot choose sides here. Legit, it is as open as it can get. Like Panathinaikos are packed, crazy packed. On the other hand, Maccabi's Maccabi. They're playing. They went through the ringer essentially. That builds character. They have the roster continuity from last year with new additions. And Panathinaikos, it's year one for the project. Also, Maccabi has much more experienced players in game five situations where you saw the difference in the game against Baskonia, who had essentially what? Only Chima Moneke with Final Four experience and all the rest. That was their first like legit do or die game. And this thing matters a lot. You look at the Panathinaikos roster and you have Sloukas, who's a EuroLeague champ. Vildoza has a playoff experience. Matthias Lesort has game five experience. And that's pretty much it, if memory serves me right.
Papapetro, was he on the
Yeah,
pick that
Papapetru and
didn't even?
maybe Grigonis, but the rest of them, Juancho, first ever. Nun, first ever. Dinos could be very well first ever. Balcerovski, right? First ever. So that's why I legit think this is as open as it can be. Like this could be 3-0, 3-1, 3-2, whatever. Of course, the edge goes with Panathinaikos because they have the home court advantage. You got to respect that. It's the OAKA. But something in the story of Oded Kadash returns to the OAKA, right? He was a player for Maccabi. He was a player for Panathinaikos. He won the EuroLeague against Maccabi as a Panathinaikos player. He coached Panathinaikos, and now he's coaching Maccabi against Panathinaikos. That cannot get any better than that.
And Panathinaikos is just going to say, "We don't want you to finish this wonderful story. We're going to rip your hearts out and go to the Final Four."
So to you, it's Panathinaikos all the way.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, would it go? Could it go five games? Sure, why not? Really? I mean, everything that goes along with this Maccabi team, etc. No problem. I can see them winning two games. In the end, if it goes 2-0, then okay, 2-2 back home, hot fifth game. It's hard to bet against Lucas, hard to it is hard to bet against Ottoman in big games, so yeah, I'll go with him. You going with Maccabi, I assume, or are you gonna stick to your Panathinaikos gun?
I'm undecided on this one.
Indecision is not part of a podcast.
I know.
You have to make this you have to make solid decisions. Yeah.
The fairy tale, we cannot even call the fairy tale story because the tragedy that
Yeah.
was the season, it's like it's gonna be very hard to stop Maccabi, I think. And it will very well go down to the first two games. We saw Madrid bouncing back, maybe perhaps being the only team that managed to come back from an 0-2 to win a series. Panathinaikos, they have the edge. I give them a 60-40 over Maccabi, but I will pick Maccabi just because everything all of us have been through this year.
Fair enough, no problem. Could I see it? Can I see Maccabi winning it? I sure can. Do I think they will? I do not. But
Basically, we're on the same page here, but in terms of talent and the experience, I mean, objectively speaking, right? The only players that did not experience playoffs or game five in playoffs or whatever are Tamir Blatt, Antonius Cleveland, Rafael Riveiro, and James Webb. And when you look at Panathinaikos, you know, they got a lot more players who are not
Maybe
like
Panathinaikos is making sure they don't have to worry about game five, baby.
Who knows? Who knows? But yeah, if you don't want to, you know, exactly, exactly.
You know how you don't have to worry about game five experience?
If you take care of business before
don't
game
make
five.
It to game five, baby. 3-1.
Or 1-3. Or 3-0. Or a sweep. Who knows? But anyways, yeah, it says.
But you know, I mean, I think I really think that, okay, let's say, you know, Real Madrid, whoever, doesn't matter, you know, but I think all the other three, I think they're going to be fun. You know, I really think that you could see, you know, five games, all three of them. You wouldn't be shocked if either of the, you know, if either of the teams win in all three of them. It wouldn't be, you know, it really wouldn't be a surprise. You know, I don't even think you could say Maccabi beating Panathinaikos, you know, would be like a surprise, would be a shock either. I mean, you can't really say that. I think the only shock would be is if, you know, who is it? Baskonia, right?
Look,
Baskonia or
the only shock
or Virtus would be, you know, them beating Real Madrid. Yeah, that's the only.
Let's sum it up. The only shock would be if somehow Madrid loses series or hear me out, any one of the other three playoff series end up with a sweep. That would be a shocker.
That would be a shock. The other one's a shock. The other one.
Yeah, okay. But it will be a surprise.
I'd be surprised, I think, if the other ones are sweeps, but.
Yeah.
Sweep. The only shock would be is for
sweep 16.
What?
Sweep
16.
Yeah. We've been swooping all over the place. Ladies and gentlemen, take your brooms out and fasten your seat belts because this is going to be a bumpy, bumpy sweep. And this is
so if we have game fives, what is actually I saw that somewhere earlier today. We have game fives. What does that mean as far as like when the when would the series be done?
May 8th.
May 8th. Wow.
Yeah. So basically 16 days before the Final Four.
Yeah. You got everything lined up for Berlin?
Yeah, I'm booked, fully booked.
Fully booked?
Fully booked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, aside of the SSSS, I mean, it's time to wrap it up and call it a day. And, I mean, you can find me at MosesB1 on X or at MosesB1 on Instagram. X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. You can always find Emmett at Bond Europe and at Aris Barkas at R Barkas. Dave, where can they find you?
Hein News, HEINNEWS. That is on Twitter, X, whatever the case may be. And that's everywhere. I mean, I put everything on there that I publish. So,
okay. So with that in mind, and until the next episode, till next time.
Great pass from Diamantidis.
The lob is done. There we go. 40 minutes to a title.
David Blue for three. On the mark, David Blue.
Now Spinelli's drives inside.
Looks for the alley-oop.
Corey Higgins just exploding.
EuroLeague Sweet 16. Exactly what you need.